We welcome you to the Sandusky United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Lisa Clark will be bringing our morning message. I am Suzanne Hickson, worship leader for this morning, and our pianist this morning is Paula Hubert. Let us quiet our minds and prepare our hearts for worship. Our acolytes, Olivia and Mallory, if you'll come and light our candles for us this morning. If you'll join us in our first of all, before we sing our praise song, I would like to welcome today our first responders, firemen, EMTs, law enforcement. We are blessed with all those who've taken on the task of keeping us safe. I'm sure we've all been touched by the service of these men and women in one way or another in our community, whether it be a family member, a neighbor, a friend. These helping hands are always there for us. In a crisis, an accident, protection, or that occasional chat alongside of the road, explaining the speed laws as a law, not a condition, not a suggestion. We thank you for the hard work, your hours of training, and your dedication to us and our community. But there's one question that I have. Is there a fireman here, a volunteer fireman? Here? No? Oh, we have one. Oh, please stand. What is your name? Mike? Pat? Matt? Sounds like Matt. I have a question for you, Matt. I've always wanted to know, does the fire department really rescue kittens out of trees? Good answer. Good answer. If there's a need, I'm sure you would. Let us all join together with our praise song, number 2065. Please stand if you are able. Please join me in the call to worship if you will read the bold type. In rushing wind and tongues of fire,
the church is born.
In courage found and faith renewed,
the judge takes care.
In vision seen and dreams made real,
the church blesses the world.
In hopes rekindles and fears released,
the church leads the way.
In rushing wind and tongues of fire,
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Let us pray. God of wind and flame, ignite a fire in our hearts and fill us with your courage and power. On this day of Pentecost, may our young people see visions and our elders dream dreams. Blow open the doors of our shut-up hearts and send us into the world to spread the good news of your saving love. Amen and amen.
Please join us in our opening hymn, number 98, To God Be the Glory.
And I think I'm going to save our children's time till just a few minutes later. How about that? Is that okay? We'll save that for just a few minutes. So we'll let Suzanne read our Old Testament reading.
Our Old Testament reading this morning is Psalms 104, verses 24 through 34. How many are your works, Lord? In vision you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. There the ships go to and fro, and Leviathan, which was formed to frolic there. All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. But may sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, my soul. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Good morning, and again, welcome, everyone, and especially all of our officers that are here today, and all of you that have come in honor of that today. We have mentioned earlier a few of the prayer needs. Are there unspoken needs in the room? I know I have some myself. The Lord hears and knows each one of our hearts, and we pray now that he would enter into this time of prayer. Would you bow with me? Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be here this morning on this beautiful, beautiful day that you have made. We have so much to be thankful for and so much to celebrate. But we thank you today on this Pentecost Sunday for the sending of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the guide that you knew we would need. Thank you for entering into our spirits. Thank you, Lord, for showing us the way. We pray today for not only all of those names that were mentioned earlier, but for the unspoken needs in this room today and for those that might be listening in on the radio. Lord, we truly know that we are intercessing on their behalf and that you are the one, the only one, that can really relieve these burdens and relieve and enter into the situations, whatever they might be. Lord, but use us as instruments of your peace. Use us, Lord, in your world. We pray that that Holy Spirit will guide us and show us the way. And we pray, Lord, for each family that's represented here today, for those that are listening. Lord, thank you for sending your Holy Spirit into this place. Lord, we feel your presence and know that you guide us every step of the way. We can't look into the future and we don't know what the next 5 minutes will bring, but we do know, Lord, that you are our constant. You are our rock. You are our redeemer. And we know that you're with us no matter what we face, no matter where we go, no matter what we do. And we are blessed, Lord, by you. As we this morning want to honor all of those that work so diligently and dedicated their lives to keeping us safe, to keeping our world and our community safe, in spite of putting themselves in harm's way so much of the time. Lord, we ask that you give each one a very, very special blessing. We thank you, Lord, for their service to you and to us. And we pray, Lord, that we will be able to continue to honor them through this service and let them know that no matter what they face, no matter what ridicule might come their way, that we are praying for them and supporting them and encouraging them every single step of the way. Lord, we thank you and appreciate allowing us this day to do just that. We pray, Lord, that you'll continue to feed us with your Spirit today. Feed us and help us, Lord, to leave this place today knowing that we have been in your presence. And so we give you thanks. We honor you, Lord, above all. We give you all of our thanks and adoration, remembering the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen and amen. And now we will have our choir anthem, Dona Novis.
In case you didn't understand reading or whatever the title of our anthem, it's because it's Latin for grant us peace. It seemed like a good choice on this Sunday when we're honoring our first responders who help us have peaceful communities as much as we can. And it's a song we're going to sing a cappella, which means without musical accompaniment. It has three kind of melodies together. So we start out singing the three melodies all together. And our choir is about half the size it usually is today. And so after we sing each of the three melodies together, then we start out, most of us are doing solo parts, with one part and then putting the second part on top of it, and then the third part, and that's where the harmony comes from, these three melodies interacting together. So hopefully your heart will feel being granted with peace hearing us sing Dona Nobis Pacem in Latin.
Dona nobis pacem, Dona nobis pacem.
Now I'm going to ask for all of our young people to come up. Come on up. We have something for, we'll have them. We're also going to, you guys are probably going to want to stand up, kids. You're going to want to stand up. We're going to invite all of our officers to come up, as well as any emergency medical services, firefighters. We're going to just have you line up along the altar rail here. Kids, come on up here, would you? Kids, if you would come up and stand up here for a minute, we'll let our officers line the altar rail. How are you? Okay. Do you want them to hand them out first?
On them, and it says, we thank you for your service and dedication, and we are praying for you, for them to take with them, to keep in their patrol cars, to keep in their pocket, to do as they wish with them, but just so they know that we are always praying for them and we are always supporting them. So that is what these guys are getting from the kids right now. They are also going to get these beautiful crosses. Go ahead and give them one of those. They're also getting these beautiful crosses, which were handmade by one of our own members who has gone before us. He put a lot of prayer and work into these, so these can go with you to keep at home on your dresser, on your desk, also as a reminder that God is with you. We're putting the kids to a lot of work today. When they are done, they also have these Back the Blue bracelets that every one of you are going to get so that you can wear these in proud support of these men and women who protect you, and so that you remember to say a prayer for them and their safety. Now you can hand those out. Yeah. Okay. All right, go hand those out. Yeah, perfect. While they're doing that, I would like to acknowledge the families. To the families of our first responders, we see you. We see you showing up at church, family gatherings, and school events. We see the holidays, the birthdays, the sleepless nights, the worry when you send your first responder out into the world of unknown dangers. When the phone rings, the tones go off, or late-night texts come in, we see your brief flash of anxiousness before you put on a brave face, kiss your loved one goodbye, and tell them, come home safe. I've got it here. We understand how that distinct sound of Velcro after shift signals that he or she made it home safe and you can breathe easy again. We know how hard it is to hear the angry words of the world, the harsh judgment against our loved ones. We see you put on a brave face and stand strong for your men and women who fight for the thin blue, red, yellow, white, gray, and camo lines. We see your pride and we love for your hero and their partners who have become part of the family. Thank you for sharing your loved one, for doing the hard things at home so that we may enjoy our daily freedoms and sleep soundly, knowing that they are ready to answer the calls to keep us safe. We pray for you, we honor you, and we thank you. And I'd like to do a quick prayer for the families of our first responders. Lord, bless these families who send their loved ones out into the world to danger unknown, to protect us, to give them comfort knowing that you are watching over their heroes and guide them as they go where others refuse to go. Place your loving arms around the families and their first responders. You have chosen these special men and women and their families. You have set them apart for this life, a life of courage, dedication, and love for others and doing what is right. Let them know that they are surrounded by our prayers and a support. In your name we pray. Amen.
Surround them as well, and we're going to pray over them as a group. If they would like to join together a little bit more, I don't know if that's possible, if they want to kind of join together, and then we'll surround them. Yes, please. Kids, could you kind of slide down there? Can you make sure each one has a hand on them? I want each of you that we honor today to know that our thoughts and prayers are with you each day as you protect and serve. We pray for your departments, for your families, for the communities you serve. We pray for you physically, spiritually, and emotionally. You place yourselves in harm's way every day for us. And we pray for you that are here that represent the long line of officers, fire departments, emergency medical services, and the badges and shields, even the uniforms you wear, represent honor, the honor that you so deserve. Let your badges always be a reminder of who you are and what you represent. May you always be assured that we are here in support of each and every one of you and all your many efforts and dedication to serve and protect, and for the many times you go above and beyond for folks that you've never met before. You've dedicated your lives to go where many of us couldn't, and too many times go without the thanks and appreciation that is so very much deserved. I know that most of us don't really have a clue as to all the things that you're faced with on any given day. But we thank you for keeping us safe. And today we want to thank you for all of those things and so much more. And also for those that have been lost in the line of duty over the years. We pray for them and their loved ones. We pray, Lord, Almighty God, that you will give them a special embrace today. Lord God, we thank you for each one here, and we pray that as they are touched here by this congregation, that they will go out, Lord, and touch many lives. I wonder if they know the impact that they have on folks. And even those that are so quick to criticize, Lord, there are so many more of us that want to honor you, so many more of us that appreciate absolutely everything you do without a lot of time to think about it, without just relying on all of your training with a second's notice. You have to make the right decisions, and Lord, that's not easy. I ask that you guide each one in these decisions that are made, that are crucial to these men and their lives and their families. We thank you for all that are here today and so many more that are out on the streets right now, out on the roads. We give you thanks, Lord, for each and every one. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray and ask these things. Amen and amen. I'd like to shake your hands. Thank you so much. Appreciate it very much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much. Appreciate you very much. You are greatly appreciated. What's that? Like? Yes. It takes everybody. It takes everybody to make it work, certainly. We thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thank you. We are so grateful that you're here today, and I know we've said that a couple of times, but we truly are taking time out of your busy schedules to be here today. On this Pentecost Sunday, I'm not going to have a big, long sermon, so you can all thank me for that today. But I do need to mention Pentecost today. Pentecost is the 50th day after Passover. It's been observed by Jews for more than 3,000 years. It's a feast day, usually called the Feast of Weeks or the Feast of Harvest. And I say all of that so that you will know how important this day is, because it is considered the birth of the church. And today we celebrate and honor this Pentecost Sunday as well. It refers to the downpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the early church in Jerusalem as recorded in Acts chapter 2. And I say that to say this, that while it is the downpouring of the Holy Spirit, and we have talked about the Holy Spirit a great deal this morning, we send the Holy Spirit out with these officers praying for the direction and guidance, because I believe these are angels among us. As I said earlier, I don't believe we have any idea what these people get called to do on any given day, in whatever capacity they serve, whether they're in leadership capacities, whether they're out on the streets in cars, or whatever their position is, whether they're a dispatcher, whatever the case might be. We know that the Holy Spirit is with them. Jesus told his disciples in John 16, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to advantage that I go away. For if I don't go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, because they do not believe in me. I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Because the ruler of this world is judged. In accomplishing this work, the Holy Spirit comes unto the individual." And so we know today that as we receive the Lord, we receive that Holy Spirit that allows us to be guided and directed. Galatians 4:6 says, "And because you are sons and daughters, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father." In the Old Testament, in the book of Joel, it says, "And it shall come to pass that afterward that I pour out my Spirit on all flesh, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my Spirit in those days." In my earlier church this morning, several people felt led to give testimonies of their week. And one lady talked about being called by a lady that is up in her years to come and ask if she would give her a hand moving some things around in her house that she wasn't able to do on her own. And she said, yes, today just happens to be my day off. And she went over to this lady's house and opened the door and immediately smelled gas, just very strongly. She said, I immediately went in and got the lady out of the house and opened all the doors and the windows and called her son and asked her son to take her home with him while the house aired out. Just one of the many stories of people being prompted by, I believe, the Holy Spirit and just happened to be her day off. I'm not sure that was a coincidence at all. And she went into this house, and this gas had been on her stove for hours and hours and hours. And so many things in our minds could have happened differently than they did. Another day, another one of my parishioners mentioned seeing an accident happen just before her ahead on the road. And she had been delayed. How many times do we hear those stories? I was delayed by some silly something. You know, they got me a little bit behind schedule. And she said, I immediately pulled over on the side of the road. And she said she waited for things to calm down a bit, and they had called 911. And she went up to the vehicle and held the hand of one of the people that was in the accident. And she said, I didn't know if that was the right thing to do or not, but that's what I was led to do. So many stories like that. And I know these officers could share story upon story upon story of things and ways that they have been allowed to help out because of the generosity and because of where their hearts are, that they've been allowed to help as many people as they possibly could in so many different situations. That's what the Holy Spirit does. I believe the Holy Spirit puts us in places and allows us the opportunity. I had one of my parishioners come up. I don't have a whole lot of time before I have to leave in KPAC to get here in the morning, so I'm here before the start of the service. But I had one lady come up and just gave me a hug and said, I'm praying for you and about a situation that she knew was troubling in my family right now with health concerns and things. And she said, I don't know what's happening, but I just feel led to let you know that I'm praying for you and lifting you up. And so I pray, officers, that when you get in particular situations where you're doing the very best you can to make the very best decisions, and when you get in troublesome ways, that you will know that this church is praying for you, this church is lifting you up, and that the Holy Spirit goes with you wherever you are, and you are never left alone. Sometimes we question ourselves, don't we, and whether we should do this or should do that, and we all as people in this world do that. But we know that just thank you just isn't enough. It just isn't enough. When we have a problem, who do we call? And what is the first thing we do? And we think about the officers that might come to the door. And sometimes we forget about their families. But realize then, especially on days like today, that their families are crucially and vitally important to the support of our officers and of our firefighters and of our emergency medical services folks. My daughter is one of those emergency medical folks, and was not able to be here today. But some of the situations that she has been faced with as well are just really scary. And as I mentioned earlier, things that many of us would just not be able to do. So again, we thank you for letting the Holy Spirit work in you and through you, out in the world, not just here today, but out in the world, as we meet the challenges of every single day. The disciples were blessed to have the Holy Spirit breathed on them in that upper room, as I read to you a few weeks back. They were anointed with that Holy Spirit before Pentecost Sunday or before Pentecost Day. And so they knew the vital importance of being sent forth by the Lord, sent forth into a world that persecuted Christians, that didn't understand or even attempt to understand. And I'm sure our officers are faced with a lot of that as well. A world that just doesn't get it. A world that just doesn't understand. And so, and these are the bravest of the brave. These are the courageous that are trained so very well to do what they do. And on the days when they feel overwhelmed, discouraged, exhausted, we know that they come home, and we pray every day that they come home to families who embrace that, who give them rest, who support them and pray for them every day as well. When we ask this day for the Holy Spirit to come into us, may that same Holy Spirit surround and protect and love each one of these here today and many others, as I mentioned, that are out working right now on our streets, waiting for that pager to go off, waiting for their call to duty. We are called to duty as well as Christians. We're called to leave this space today to go out and share the Holy Spirit and minister to those folks that are out there giving grace and kindness. I told them in KPAC this morning, I went to a restaurant this week. Hollis is working diligently to try to get the crops in before he has a procedure done later in the week. And so we've been really praying that the weather holds out to get all those crops in. And so I stopped to eat by myself, which I don't enjoy doing, but I stopped to eat knowing I wasn't going to go home and cook a big meal. And I was the only one in the restaurant at the time, and pretty soon a couple came in and sat a distance away, and the gentleman wasn't particularly happy that there wasn't a buffet in the place he was that day. And the lady explained to him and apologized and was so grace-filled, well more grace-filled, I'm sure, than what I would have been. But he probably said that to her 30 times. And each and every time she said, "But what can I bring you? What can I bring you?" And he said, "Well, it's going to take me a long time to look through this menu." And she said, "But that's okay. I'll come back when you're ready. You just motion to me, and I'll come back when you're ready." And every time she went back, he'd say, "I'm not ready." And then pretty soon another gentleman came in and sat down in another place. And she was over trying to help this other couple, and he proceeded to holler across the room that he wanted a drink. He was very thirsty. And it was warm out, and he wanted a drink. So she said, "I'll be right with you," and pretty much immediately went over and brought him a drink. And he said, "You put ice in this. I don't want ice in this. Go dump it out and bring me a glass without ice." And again, graciously, She went over and brought him a glass without ice in it. And she was grace-filled in doing it. She was pleasant. And I couldn't see her face to know if she had a smile on her face or not, but I thought, what a blessing to have somebody waiting on these people that are less than happy today. Any of you that have ever worked with the public know what I'm talking about. Some days you aren't going to please anybody. But I thought, what a good example of leaving and going out into the world and being Christ for the world, even on those days with those kind of people or those kind of attitudes in those situations. Those are minor compared to what some experience. But I experienced and witnessed that with my own eyes, and I know that she just was getting a lot of kudos from me as to her graciousness. I charge you and challenge you, each of you, to go out into the world and be that. You're called to be different. And you're called to do what's right. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you've given us. Thank you for this day that you have blessed. And we anoint each one, Lord, with your love. And you have anointed us with your Holy Spirit, each and every one of us. So, Lord, may we be for you who you need us to be today. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. Let us have our ushers come forward now for our offerings. Merciful God, may the blessings of Pentecost continue to birth hope for the future and offer blessing for those in need. May today's offering bring love and light to those who have yet to touch the holy wind and sacred fire of your Spirit. Amen and amen. Our closing hymn today, let us share together Amazing Grace, 378.
Thank you.
Our benediction is responsive today on the screen as well as in your bulletin. In rushing wind and cleansing fire, go forth in the power of the living God. In courage found and strength renewed, go forth in the power of the eternal Christ. In visions born and dreams restored, go forth in the power of the Holy Spirit. Before we sing Blessed Be the Tie, we want to invite all of you, especially our officers, to come. And we have a reception area over here with some punch and cake, and we'd love to have you stay and join us, all of you. So we would like to do that. But as we close, this is our tradition to sing Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. Have a wonderful, blessed week. And again, please join us for our refreshment time.